Task 1. In this section, you will hear some little-known facts about Charles Darwin, the famous English naturalist and geologist. Your task will be to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true, write B if the statement is false, and write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. A means true, B means false, and C means the text does not say. Now look at the task in your booklet.
Party, charge a glass and face the world. We'll drink a toast to Charlie.
Everyone knows about Charles Darwin and his theory of natural selection, but did you know that once he ate an owl just for kicks? Here are some facts that very few people have heard about Charles Darwin. Darwin was an inquisitive man. When he saw strange animals, he often wondered what they would taste like. The difference between Darwin and the rest of us is that he actually ate them. While he was at Cambridge University, Darwin joined the Gourmet Club, which met once a week to eat animals not often found on the menu, like hawk and heron. His enthusiasm for weird food, however, broke down when he tried an old brown owl, which he found indescribable. In Patagonia, South America, Charles ate a puma, which he said tasted like veal, and an ostrich-like bird called a rhea. Actually, Darwin had been looking for this particular species of rhea, only to find that he had been eating one all along. He sent back the uneaten parts to the Zoological Society in London, which named the bird Rhea Darwini after him. Another little-known fact about Darwin is that he attended Edinburgh University to become a physician like his father, but soon abandoned the idea because he couldn't stand the sight of blood. So he decided to study theology instead and become a rural cleric, which would fit his hobby of being a naturalist just fine. Most people know that Darwin set out on a 5-year voyage on board the ship HMS Beagle, but who knows that he almost missed this opportunity. The captain of the HMS Beagle, Robert Fitzroy, was about to embark on a survey expedition to South America, but he was afraid of the stress and loneliness of such a voyage. Indeed, the previous captain of the ship had committed suicide. So Fitzroy asked his superiors for a well-educated and scientific gentleman companion to come along as an unpaid naturalist whom he could treat as an equal. The professors at Cambridge recommended the 22-year-old Charles Darwin for the trip. Darwin and Fitzroy got on well, but later Darwin found out that he almost didn't get picked for the voyage. This was what Darwin wrote in a letter about this incident. Afterwards, on becoming friends with Fitzroy, I heard that I had run a very narrow risk of being rejected as the Beagle's naturalist on account of the shape of my nose. Fitzroy was convinced that he could judge a man's character by the outline of his features, and he doubted whether anyone with my nose could possess sufficient energy and determination for the voyage. But I think he was afterwards well satisfied that my nose had spoken falsely.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Armed with truth, we're stepping out. Come join the worldwide party. Charge your glass and face the world. We'll drink a toast to Charlie.
Everyone knows about Charles Darwin and his theory of natural selection, but did you know that once he ate an owl just for kicks? Here are some facts that very few people have heard about Charles Darwin. Darwin was an inquisitive man. When he saw strange animals, he often wondered what they would taste like. The difference between Darwin and the rest of us is that he actually ate them. While he was at Cambridge University, Darwin joined the Gourmet Club, which met once a week to eat animals not often found on the menu, like hawk and heron. His enthusiasm for weird food, however, broke down when he tried an old brown owl, which he found indescribable. In Patagonia, South America, Charles ate a puma, which he said tasted like veal, and an ostrich-like bird called a rhea. Actually, Darwin had been looking for this particular species of rhea, only to find that he had been eating one all along. He sent back the uneaten parts to the Zoological Society in London, which named the bird Rhea Darwini after him. Another little-known fact about Darwin is that he attended Edinburgh University to become a physician like his father, but soon abandoned the idea because he couldn't stand the sight of blood. So he decided to study theology instead and become a rural cleric, which would fit his hobby of being a naturalist just fine. Most people know that Darwin set out on a 5-year voyage on board the ship HMS Beagle, but who knows that he almost missed this opportunity. The captain of the HMS Beagle, Robert Fitzroy, was about to embark on a survey expedition to South America, but he was afraid of the stress and loneliness of such a voyage. Indeed, the previous captain of the ship had committed suicide. So Fitzroy asked his superiors for a well-educated and scientific gentleman companion to come along as an unpaid naturalist whom he could treat as an equal. The professors at Cambridge recommended the 22-year-old Charles Darwin for the trip. Darwin and Fitzroy got on well, but later Darwin found out that he almost didn't get picked for the voyage. This was what Darwin wrote in a letter about this incident. Afterwards, on becoming friends with Fitzroy, I heard that I had run a very narrow risk of being rejected as the Beagle's naturalist on account of the shape of my nose. Fitzroy was convinced that he could judge a man's character by the outline of his features, and he doubted whether anyone with my nose could possess sufficient energy and determination for the voyage. But I think he was afterwards well satisfied that my nose had spoken falsely.